wondered about that river. Next to Highway 55, the North Fork Payette, why kayaks go down it. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of reasons, but I'm going to tell you about one. And it involves another river that's about 1,500 miles to the north. It's in the northwest corner of British Columbia. It flows off the Spetsese Plateau in the Pacific Ocean. It's called the Stikine River. And you see, the first guys to run their kayaks down the Stikine, most of them were from Idaho, and they cut their teeth on the North Fork Payette. This is like the early 80s. It inspired a generation of other kayakers to really embrace the lore of the mighty river to the north and recognize the North Fork as a proving grounds for deciding, determining whether or not you're ready to go run the Stikine. And that's where I came to it. It was 1994, I was 15 years old. I had never been to Idaho, it was my first time. I was out here on a summer camp trip. We were competing in the Payette River Games down in Banks. We'd wake up in the morning at Pine Flats, eat some breakfast, pack our lunch, drag our kayaks down to the river, jump in the hot springs, jump back in our kayaks, go down the river. It was pretty good times for a 15-year-old. And the Payette River Games had a freestyle event in Banks, and where the South Fork and the North Fork came together, there was a wave there. And I kept looking up at the North Fork, and it's like, man, that looks cool. You know, the South Fork is great, but that was really intriguing to me. And I managed to convince a few guys, local guys, to actually take a 15-year-old up there and take me down the river. I was hooked, and then the worst part was, after we were done, they actually showed me a film of a place that they were going to that had been done just previously by some other guys that had just run the Stikine. And naturally, my exuberance, I thought the next thing I should do is go run that river. It was 10 years later, and I think that was the time, that was when I felt I was ready, and I had spent couple summers in Banks, you know, driving down there after work, doing laps in the North Fork over and over on the weekends, long weekends. Sometimes you do 3 laps in a day, you're training to go to Stikine. And it never got old. Every time you get on that river, the North Fork, the intensity of that river would really sharpen your focus. And there was nothing you could do. It put you in this nutshell where you became sort of the master of your universe. And what I didn't realize at the time was the time you spent in that nutshell while you're on the river was really what the proving grounds of the North Fork was getting you ready for when you decided to go around the Stikine. So the Stikine in British Columbia, it's a 60-mile-long canyon, Grand Canyon of Stikine. It's a very deep crack in the earth. It's in very rugged, very remote terrain. It takes 3 days to run it, although nowadays, kids these days, they're doing it in 1. Not me. It takes 3 days to run it. You bring only what you need. You don't want your boat to be too heavy, and you got to time it just right. So there's a lot of logistics that go into looking at the weather, the water flows. And you make that decision to go, it's kind of ultimate because you're committed. And then you make the decision, and then you get to sit in the car for 1,500 miles as you drive from Idaho to the Stikine, going, how are we going to do this? So I get to up the Stewart Cass here. I come to this big metal bridge that crosses the Stikine. It's very big, wider. It's like the size of a salmon that time of year. Sky's clear. The air's cold. It's fall, it's beautiful, and I start packing my kayak. It takes me about an hour, I drag it down to the river, and I allow, take a deep breath in, deep breath out, I allow the intensity of that river to really sharpen my focus, and I shove off. So suffice to say, it's 3 days, I was living in that nutshell. And the hardest day is the 3rd day. Not only because the whitewater is difficult, but because the previous 2 days have been really tough, they've taken a toll. And success on that last day is really, it is stamina. It's about stamina, not physical stamina, but mental toughness in your head, learning how to keep your mind quiet, focus on the task at hand. For, you've been doing it for hours, for days at that point, and you just had to keep moving. So as I said, there's sort of a crescendo at the end of the Grand Canyon, the Stikine. The white water gets a lot harder towards the bottom of that last canyon. The walls come straight in. There's really no way out. I mean, they're hundreds of feet tall at that point. And you're just kind of in there, and you're moving, and you have to keep moving. And the fact that you have to keep moving gives it this very visceral, like, real effect that just doesn't exist on the North Fork, which has a highway next to it. And so, like, naturally, like, I was scared. And it's scary. And I, like, as Lyle said, is when I think about that moment and being in that place, I still get scared. I still have that real visceral feeling. And so what did I do in that moment? I defaulted to my nutshell. And in that nutshell, as the king of my own universe, I pointed my kayak straight through the Tanzilla Slough, which is the last feature on the Grand Canyon of Stikine. It's the whole river comes down and gets squeezed through this 5-foot-wide slough. It's like a nozzle. Flying out of there. And my eyes clear, and it's kind of like, oh, what happened? I look back, and I'm like, man, something has changed, but nothing is different. And so I make my way down to the next less 15 miles, down to where the road comes, meets the river again at a place called Telegraph Creek. And so the next time you're driving down to the North Fork, and you look over and you see some crazy kayakers going down the river, and you're going, why are you doing that? Well, the good chance they were like me, there I was, about 20 years ago. And they have a goal in mind. They're training, they're cutting their teeth, and they're getting ready to head to that big, mighty river up north.